The following message is for all of you wondering.
You're listening to Phil Hendry on Coast to Coast PM from the Premier Radio Networks.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell owns Ted's of Beverly Hills. In Beverly Hills, there's a new one going. Did you know this, Mike, that Ted's is expanding to Santa Barbara? And if you want a great steak, I have not yet had the pleasure of eating at Ted's, but I hear the steaks there are good. They are mouthwateringly good. Ted Bell is with us. Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse in Santa Barbara. And I'll tell you something, Ted. These steaks that you have got, man, and I'm telling you, the steaks that you serve up there are without a doubt some of the best, right? I mean, in terms of...
Let me just say this. We have got USDA corn-fed beef. We buy our steaks directly from the Midwest. They are seasoned and prepared to your taste. Fantastic. And when we open this new Ted's of Beverly Hills in Santa Barbara... And
that's what it's going to be called, too, by the way. Ted's of Beverly Hills?
Ted's of Beverly Hills, our Santa Barbara division on State Street. By the way, I wanted to share something with you. I just got a brand new XK8 convertible Jaguar, $73,000, Phil. It's got the new navigation system. I drove over in the new Jaguar to meet with Marty Patton, who is one of the partners in our endeavor. Marty was in his attorney's office to go over some of the specs for the new restaurant. And this is such a beautiful car. I want to tell you a little bit about this.
You drove over to see Marty when you finalized the deal today for the new restaurant?
For the new restaurant, right. Hey, by the way, I had a run-in with the Los Angeles police today. I want to ask an opinion of you, and I'd ask this of Mike or of Craig over there. I went over to this meeting. It's over in on Century City West, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm in the XK convertible, $73,000, Phil. Some of the specifications, navigation system with a 6-disc CD auto changer, got a premium Alpine sound system. This thing's like 275 horsepower engine. So I park it, and I get over to the meeting, which was on Century Park West, over near where the used to do the King of the Hills, right?
Yeah, I know where it is.
All right, so now I'm in a pretty serious way because the sun's beating down, and I have left my sun visors in the garage. I use 3 sun visors.
Sun visors for the dashboard?
Yeah, the cardboard sun visors for the dashboard. I left 3 of them over in the garage at home. Yeah. And so here it is. The sun's beating down on my car, and I'm in a lot off of Santa Monica Boulevard. I don't have the visor. The police report says that I stole this guy's visor. And
all right, hold on for a minute, man, because either we're going to talk about... Did you get arrested?
No, I didn't, but I had a run-in with my Jaguar today. I was on my way over to the meeting.
Because either we're talking about the new restaurant or some problem that you had on your way over to the meeting for the new restaurant. So this is what? An arrest?
No, I had to talk to the LAPD today.
Because of what?
Because of the new Jaguar.
What happened? You parked the...
I parked the Jaguar. I don't have a sun visor for my dashboard. I guess it was a brown Corolla, really late model Corolla. There was a visor on the dash. I wound up... the window was down in the car, so I was meeting with Marty Patton. I had to go to this meeting, and I was going to be maybe about a half an hour. The Corolla was not well maintained. My Jaguar is.
So what'd you do? You took the guy's sun visor?
I took the visor out of this Corolla, yeah. Now the guy comes out. Apparently when I came back, the guy was already back there, and he's jumping up and down. He's some Asian guy, okay, if you're ready for that. And he's screaming bloody murder, and the cops are there. And I said, what's the problem with this? Cop says to me, the guy claims that I took his visor. I said, I was borrowing the visor. If you take a look at his car. Anyway, make a long story short, I got to go to court in 3 weeks because I borrowed some guy's sun visor. And this was all because I wanted to tell you about the restaurant. So I got a $73,000 automobile.
Wait a minute. You went over and you parked your car. Now, the sun has been beaten down and it's really hot. You got a brand new Jaguar, right?
This thing's an XK8. This is...
All right, so this is top of the line.
Top of the line.
Is it, I don't know, convertible?
It's a convertible. I had the top up on it, and I had left the sun visors at home, so that's my mistake. Okay, my bad. All right, my bad. You can hang that one on me. But now that I got the car over there, the sun is beating down. I'm going to tell you something right now. That sun is going to turn that leather on the dashboard. It's It's going to crack it. It's going to destroy it. You're talking anywhere from $2,000 to $3,000 just to replace half of that. So I reached over. I got this guy's.
Well, you don't reach into another man's car and grab the sun visor, Ted. Okay.
Well, I want to ask you something.
You don't do that. Okay. The guy's window was down.
The window was down. It's a Corolla. Okay. And this Asian guy comes out. He starts screaming at me.
I don't care if it was a Corolla. I don't care if it was an Asian guy. I don't care if you were going to be back in time to give it back. You weren't, were you?
I was a few minutes late because I didn't know where the meeting ran long. But I come out. Here's this Asian guy jumping up and down. The cop is standing there. And
what did the cop tell you?
Cop told me I got to go to court. I said I borrowed the visor. So I don't know what...
You don't reach into somebody's car and take a sun visor or anything out of their car, okay? First of all, how did this guy know that you had it?
Because, I don't know, he recognized it.
He recognized his visor sitting in your car?
Yeah, he had an L.A. Dodger logo on the top of it.
Let me ask you a question, Ted. You got a business and you're a smart man.
Right.
You take an L.A. Dodger sun visor off the dash of a guy's car and you stick it in your car. Don't you think the cat's going to see that?
Phil, you know something, Phil? It's a crowded...
Don't you think that... Hold on for a minute, man. The guy's looking around for a sun visor. Oh, look at the Jaguar over there's got it. That Jaguar's got my sun visor in there. You see what I'm saying?
No, I don't see it. Phil, the Corolla was not well-maintained. My Jaguar is, all right?
Yeah, but the fact is the guy caught you because you had his sun visor, right? Hold on for a minute. Ted Bell is with us here. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. He pulled a sun visor out of somebody's car, a Corolla, and put it in his Jag. What gives you the right to do that?
I'm sorry?
What gives you the right to do that?
Oh, it gives me the right. He's got a Corolla. I got a Jaguar. Okay? The Corolla is worth about tops $10,000. Jaguar, $73,000. Okay, that's reason number two. The Corolla's owned by some Asian guy who worked in a print shop on Little Santa Monica Boulevard. The Jag's owned by Ted Bell, okay? Difference number three. Difference number four, this Corolla is like dun brown or something, and the Jag is gunmetal blue. I made a judgment call, Phil, that this Asian fella didn't require the sun visor for his car as much as he thought he did, okay? Given the fact that Ted Bell had just arrived in a 2000 XK8 convertible worth $73,000. You know that?
If you're going to steal, Ted...
Whoa. Watch it.
Well, you took the thing out of the guy...
I gave it back to him, Phil.
All right, if you're going to borrow another man's sun visor, you have to turn it upside down or something, okay, so that you don't have that big, huge L.A. Dodger logo that was in that guy's car just a few minutes before, all right? I mean...
Borrow, Phil. Borrow. That's what we're talking about.
Well, what if the guy came out and was ready to leave, okay? He was ready to leave and you weren't there. You still have his borrowed visor in your car. How is he supposed to get that out?
There is, Phil, there is, it was not a long time from the wait. So the Chinese, you know, he's, I don't know, the Chinaman is pressing his chops. I got to be to court in 3 weeks for borrowing this guy's sun visor. I don't think it's fair. And as I said to Mike before I went on the air, I'm trying to get a deal done for this new restaurant. And
I understand about your restaurant, but you got a bigger problem there pulling a sun visor out of the guy's car. What if it had been some money? What if it had been...
Let's not go there, Phil, okay? All right.
I know you're not a thief. I know you're not a thief. I think it's brainless to take a sun visor...
The car... You think it's brainless?
Yeah.
Let's go through this. His car was a Toyota Corolla.
I don't care what kind of a car it was, Ted. You know, it was his car.
It's a late model Corolla. This Chinaman doesn't care. The dash is cracked. The paint's peeling off of this thing. I got a 2,073,000 Jaguar sitting out there. What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you that you left your sun visor at home, man? Okay.
I think there needs to be some allowance, and I'm going to tell the judge this when I go to court, because I've got to be up there in 3 weeks. Do we really have to get upset over this guy's vinyl versus my leather? Is that what this is coming to? We're getting upset over this guy's vinyl instead of my leather, right? I need to explain this to a judge? You know, I can't wait to get into the courtroom with everyday people, ordinary people that I would, and I will, I you know what, I would ordinarily hire an attorney. I'm not going to hire an attorney. I'm going to go to myself. And the Chinaman is no threat. I'll get the judge straight, and I'll set that cop straight, too, okay? I'm Ted Bell. And a lot of these people...
You may be Ted Bell, man, but you go into a courtroom after ripping off some... I don't care if it is just a sun visor, all right? The judge's going to throw the book at you, okay? You reach into the guy's car, and
I'll get the judge set straight. When I'm talking about $73,000 Jag versus Corolla, you don't understand, okay? You don't understand.
All right, well, maybe I don't understand.
$10,000 Corolla, $73,000 Jag. My sun visor.
Even though it's in his car,
you bet.
Philadelphia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Philadelphia, hello.
Hello, yes, hi.
Hi.
I am flabbergasted that this gentleman believes he has a justifiable right to do what he did.
I think I've got an argument. That's all I'm saying. You're talking about a $73,000 Jaguar.
Pointless. Irregardless of what he owned, what his race is, or anything, that visor was worth more to him than it would have been worth you.
There's nothing wrong with the race. I just said he was a Chinese guy. I'm telling you, he's a Chinese guy. I don't have any problem with him being Chinese, but he's jumping up and down. He's got a Toyota Corolla.
So?
Those things, you can give those things away. And if you looked at the paint on this guy's car... See, that's what I'm saying. If you understood what it was to own an XK8, what kind of car do you have?
Myself.
Yes, sir.
A Bonneville. Irregardless. Makes no difference.
Right, so
I have a company.
You're not really there.
A Bonneville.
My point is this.
If Donald Trump had a flat tire next to your vehicle, and he took your tires off of his vehicle, and the justification that he put was that his vehicle is worth so much more than your vehicle, would you feel comfortable walking home?
Do you want an answer?
Yes, I do.
I would feel honored if Mr. Trump needed my tires, because I respect it.
Oh, come on, Ted.
I am telling you the
truth.
I am telling both of you gentlemen the truth. I would feel honored if Mr. Trump needed the tires that bad. Okay?
Donald Trump leaves you there with your car on blocks while he drives off with your tires.
Donald Trump has a lot more important places to go than I do, or you do, or this gentleman in Philadelphia, Phil. I'm sorry. Donald Trump's got places to go and people to meet. You and me? Well, let's just say me, then there's you and this guy in Philadelphia. So I put it, Donald Trump is high, then Ted Bell, then comes you two guys.
In terms of what?
In terms of import, you know, the places you got to go to.
Irregardless.
Well, no, it's not irregardless.
And irregardless.
No, you know.
Of no
you're
issue.
Down
you know
below
what I
me.
Want you to do?
You're
I want
me.
You to pose your arguments to the judge so that he doesn't give you a minimum sentence. He gives you a maximum sentence.
No, not a problem.
You're so deserving of it.
I'll set the judge straight. Don't worry about that.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell is with us. He's opening up a new restaurant in Santa Barbara. He's got a brand new Jag. Is that right, Mike? Did you hear about this? What's it, XK8? $73,000 Jag. He forgot the sun visor, so he took one out of some guy's car in the parking lot over there on Little Santa Monica Boulevard. And apparently, it was some Corolla, so Ted figures, oh, what the heck? The guy's Corolla is a rolling piece of garbage. I got my Jag. He's going to see a judge in 3 weeks. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget, on Saturday, we'll be at the 19th Annual Beach Fest. That's this coming Saturday at the Long Beach Marina Green. There's going to be a chili cook-off. We'll have a Meeting of the Mouths broadcast. Beach Fest, the 19th Annual, is Southern California's largest food and music festival. If you'd like to win tickets, fax your name, your address, mention you heard it here on the Phil Henry Show, to 213-487-0058, 213-487-0058. Beach Fest coming up this Saturday. The number to our show, 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell, who's opening up Ted's of Beverly Hills in Santa Barbara. This will be the second location for Ted's restaurant. Are you in the restaurant right now, Ted?
I'm in Beverly Hills location right now because of the late afternoon. I had to come back here.
All right, now you got a brand spanking new Jaguar. You park it out there on Santa Monica Boulevard. You grab the visor out of a guy's car and put it into your car, and now you got to go to see a judge.
So this guy, people want to see a judge. There's a guy standing there, this Mr. Miyagi standing there, and he wants to I don't know whether he's got the karate style deal or what's going to go on. I said to the guy, I was going to be back in 15 minutes. I said, look, my car, your car, Jaguar, Corolla, big difference, okay?
And it, what did he say?
Well, he said to me it didn't make any difference. I thought the guy's going to start laying some Chinese on me, but turns out he spoke English. He was.
You're trying to be funny, and I don't want you to be funny, all right, Ted? I need to get to the bottom.
I'm sorry. He said that he said that it was his, and I said, if it's yours, you got to use it, because look at the dash of the thing. It's cracked. Phil, all I'm trying to tell you is it's a beautiful day for Ted's of Beverly Hills opening up in Santa Barbara, but we got to deal with the small things in life, I guess, you know?
Yeah, the small things in life means you're going to be in court in 3 weeks. So here is a call from Santa Barbara on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi. I'm from Santa Barbara, and I will do my damnedest to make sure that this guy does not get any kind of business because of his attitude. And it doesn't give him any kind of excuse to put his hands into anybody's car and steal anything from anybody.
I don't understand.
Doesn't matter if he's Asian or if it's a Corolla or if it's a VW or whatever.
I want to ask you something. You're right, and I don't mean to bring up people like Donald Trump or Ted Bell. We make this world spin. I can't be distracted by Mr. Miyagi who delivers for fortune cookies to Panda Express because he got all possessive about his damn sun visor. I'm talking about a 2000 XK.
Who gives a crap about what kind of freaking car it is?
I'll tell you what. You have no morals. I'll tell you
what. I am a manager of a hair salon in Santa Barbara that is extremely busy, and I will do my damnedest to make sure that that restaurant does not, and I repeat, does not get any kind of business whatsoever.
You're messing with Ted Bell. It's with Ted Bell is what I'm trying to tell you, okay?
Well, I'm trying to tell you, Santa Barbara, because you know what?
Don't
Santa
threaten
Santa Barbara
him.
Does not put up with that kind of attitude.
I don't know about Santa Barbara. Santa Barbara is a wonderful place to go and recreate. We're going to put a Class A restaurant up there, a steak.
By the way, Santa Barbara, Ted, is a town known for its very universal eating tastes, okay? I don't know about a steakhouse.
I'll get them eating steak up there. Don't worry about it. They've been on that pasta kick for too long. You wait.
Nobody eats pasta. Who gives a
well,
crap
whatever
about
it is
pasta?
That you people eat your wheat germ, your wheatgrass crap up there. I got news for you. You're going to be shoveling steak in, and you'll be waddling out of that hair salon joint.
You're going to be shoveling crap because that's what your steak is.
Oh.
And I will do my damnedest to make sure that nobody eats at your restaurant.
Hey, listen,
Ted,
you're asking for it.
You called my... Ted's of Beverly Hills has been serving up some of the juiciest steak. You get your
it's
lips
crap,
around
that baby.
Crap. Hey, you know
okay,
what?
Okay, you're dealing
yeah.
with Santa Barbara.
Yeah,
you're dealing
with Santa
people
Barbara.
That don't give a shit
hey,
about
hey,
that.
Hey, beauty salon owner, how many mullet cuts did you give out this week, huh? Do you go door to door at the trailer
morals.
Park with those mullet cuts? That's what I'm.
Why is this turning into an argument, Ted?
Because this lady is accusing me of being a racist.
You reached into a man's car and took his sun visor out of the car, okay?
It doesn't matter if he's Chinese, Asian, black, white, purple, green, or yellow. It doesn't matter what color he is or what kind of car he has. You have no morals, and you do not have any type of right to steal anybody's car.
You're Asian, aren't you?
It does not matter at all.
You're Asian, aren't you?
No, I am not Asian.
Oh, yes, you sound like
an
Asian.
I am not Asian. I am a white girl and proud of it.
White girl giving out the mullet cuts over there.
Stop it, will you, with all of these insults?
You best believe that nobody will get into your restaurant in Santa Barbara.
Look at Ted, when you go stealing...
Whoa, don't you use that word with me.
I guarantee that nobody will go into that restaurant because your meat is crap. And you know what?
You get your lips around Ted's meat.
Very posh restaurants, and we are very proud of our community. And believe me, there is a lot of rich people.
I know.
And I own my own home.
If you could just say this for me, it'll prove my point. Just say the following phrase: $5, love me long time. Just say.
Okay, now you're being a smartass, aren't you?
I'm being accused of being a racist. Just say $5, love me long time.
No.
Well, yeah. All right.
All right. Hold on. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Caller, who is a business owner in Santa Barbara, don't mess with Ted Bell. What does that mean?
I've been attacked as a racist tonight. Ted Bell simply pulled into a parking lot today, and Ted Bell's Jaguar, Ted Bell did not have a visor for his car. Ted Bell decided that he would reach in and borrow the sun visor from a Corolla. Ted Bell sees a Chinaman come running out. Ted Bell's not racist, but Ted Bell saw this very angry Chinese, or whatever you want to call him.
What do you mean Chinese? What is this, Kung Fu? You know, angry Chinese. What are you, Albert Salmi in some old Western or something?
Phil, all I'm saying is the Asian comes out, the Asian, and Ted Bell got angry.
And Ted Bell, we mean by Ted Bell, we're talking about you?
Yes.
You don't want to say me?
I talk about Ted Bell in the third person because that is a business. It's what you do in business. You're a collective. Ted Bell borrowed the sun visor from the Chinaman. And
never mind. Okay, so you borrowed the sun visor.
Ted Bell did, yeah.
You?
Yes, Ted Bell.
Can't you say I did?
I can say I did. I prefer to say Ted Bell did. Excuse me.
Here's Dallas on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Dallas, hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir, hi.
I'd like to just say that I wonder what gives Bell the right to reach in, and the correct word is steal, something out of somebody else's car. And the word is steal, S-T-E-A-L. Thank you.
Oh, he hung up. Ted Bell didn't steal.
You mean you.
That's correct. I did not steal. What I did was I borrowed the sun visor for a valuable $73,000 car from this rolling garbage heap. This guy has got a parcel of Chinese cookies, and what do you call them, fortune deals? They're in the back.
Fortune cookies.
Right, in the back seat. And
you told me he was working for a print shop on Little Santa Monica.
Whatever. Point being, I had to get the car parked, protected from the sun, over to the meeting at Barney Patton's attorney's office, turn around, come back. Chinaman's there jumping up and down. I didn't want to talk about this, Phil. I wanted to talk about Ted's of Beverly Hills and Santa Barbara and the marvelous, marvelous meat that we're going to be dishing up. And when ladies' night, you will believe ladies' night, ladies, come on in, get your lips around Ted's meat, and I'm going to tell you something right now.
Ha, ha, ha. Isn't that funny?
What?
I heard what you said. Clean up your act, man, okay? If you're going to do a promotion...
Phil, it's ladies. You got to do this for the ladies' night deal.
Yeah, ladies' night. I think you got a classy steakhouse, man. Act like it. Here is El Paso on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
This is from Mr. Bell.
Really unbelievable. You don't understand what I do for a living.
I understand what you do for a living. Listen to the caller. Go ahead, ma'am.
Mr. Bell?
Yes, ma'am.
Your Jaguar is worth $73,000.
$73,000. That's the brand new 2000 XK8.
Well, congratulations on buying your car.
Thank you.
But my question to you is, if you can afford a $73,000 Jaguar, why can't you go to Walmart and get a $5 visor?
I had two of them. I forgot them in the garage at my home. I said so at the outset. I have two. But they were left in the garage. My wife uses them. And I simply took off because I was late for the meeting with Marty Patton. What am I supposed to do when you've got that soft lambskin leather on the dash and on the seats? The sun's beating down. It's about 1,000,000 degrees. You want me to ruin $73,000 worth of car so some Corolla's vinyl dash can get protected?
Well, it doesn't matter.
That's what you're saying, right?
No.
See,
no.
Ted Bell doesn't work that
way. Don't be putting words in my mouth, Mr. Bell.
What's
I didn't
that?
Say that.
What am I
Why
putting in your mouth?
Why couldn't you have parked the car away from the sun?
What was I putting in your mouth?
You were putting words in my mouth.
Yeah, clean
I didn't say that.
Okay. What I'm saying is simply this. I blew it. I borrowed the sun visor. I put it in my car. What's the big crime? The Corolla doesn't need it. The
Who
Chinaman
are you
doesn't need it.
To be saying that this poor Corolla doesn't need it? That, I mean, my Camry and my Ranger need visors. I have visors.
Ted Bell made a judgment call.
Well, to you
okay.
and Ted Bell, if they're the same people,
yes,
should
Ted
go
Bell.
To Walmart and get another one.
You
Keep
are
them in your trunk.
Let the lady know. You are Ted Bell.
Ted Bell is yes. Yes, Ted
I
Bell is.
I guess there's two of them, sir.
No.
It's him and Ted Bell.
No,
I don't know.
Ted Bell is...
You're Ted Bell, right?
Yes.
Then why the third person?
That's what we do in business. We're a collective. Ted Bell hears what you're saying. Ted Bell disagrees.
Well, I've never heard Donald Trump refer to himself in the third person.
Hey, Donald Trump I know very, very well. He's a successful, you know, Donald Trump, Ted Bell, interchangeable.
I mean, I've seen Donald Trump on interviews, and I've never heard him say, well, Donald Trump had to buy this, Donald Trump had to get that. No. What's up with that?
Ted Bell's never heard that either. See, that's what I'm saying, right? Okay. So really, you need to understand the world of business and how it works, and I do appreciate talking with you.
Jesus, I thought we were going to talk about your brand new restaurant. Instead, we're talking about Ted Bell stealing a cardboard visor out of a Corolla and...
Whoa, 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 whoa.
All right, borrowing.
You got it.
A cardboard visor out of a Corolla. Sonoma on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes. I'm just really surprised that a man who is in business thinks like he does. He thinks he's so important, I think that he's almost studying to be a little Hitler.
No, ma'am. Ted Bell has been very successful.
I don't care who Ted Bell has been successful. There's other human beings in the world just as important as you are.
Dear, you're up in the gorgeous wine country of Sonoma.
Yes, I am.
It is absolutely spectacular. And when Ted Bell brings Ted's Beverly Hills Steakhouse to Sonoma...
I used to live down south. I worked in the movie industry, and I've... known a lot of millionaires. It doesn't make them act like that.
I've never
seen anybody act like you. I'm really shocked.
Ted Bell owns a steakhouse.
Ted Bell is overly maniacal about Ted Bell.
Overly maniacal?
Yes, you are. You think Ted Bell is something very special.
Could you just call yourself me instead of Ted Bell?
Of course.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing.
What's he doing? He's saying Ted Bell this?
Look, Ted Bell made a judgment call today. Ted Bell took the visor out of the Corolla, the Chinese Corolla, whatever the heck you call it. What kind of car do you drive, dear?
Where is Ted Bell's value system?
Ted Bell's value system was, well, today I left it at home, I guess.
I guess
but
you have. You got too impressed by your business and your money.
Dear,
and your... Nobody is
can
important
Ted Bell
like
ask
that.
You question? Can Ted Bell?
I don't think Clinton would even do that.
Can Ted Bell ask you a question?
Sure he can. Don't tell me what kind of car I drive.
Yeah, what kind of car do you drive, dear?
A much better car than yours.
A better than
I
a
have
young
a Lexus,
XJ8
yes,
Jaguar?
A 1999 Lexus.
Ooh, nice car. Not as good
so
as a Jag.
What?
Not as good as a Jag, but a nice car. Now, Ted Bell
I don't
believes...
Know. I just can't believe
no,
that
Ted
you can
Ted Bell
think.
Thinks that you're right.
Let me ask you something, Ted
I
Bell.
I hope the judge will straighten you out.
If the lady in Sonoma, if she parked her Lexus in a restaurant parking lot and, oh, she needed to protect her dash, do you think she has the right to take the visor out of some guy's Corolla?
Absolutely
not.
Yes,
I would put
do.
A sweater or a coat
no.
or get
oh,
some
great.
Newspaper off the street.
Ruin your $1,000 sweater so some
no,
guy's cheap-looking Corolla.
No, I would get a piece of paper off the street. I'm more ingenious than... taking some other person's
you know what you do?
Right.
You know what you do? I offered this Mr. Miyagi 10% off a dinner at Ted's in Beverly Hills, but I guess he didn't want the discount because we don't serve
you know what?
Raw
I know
fish.
You're not a bad guy. You're not a bad
you
know, guy.
You're such
you know
a smart...
You are? You're
what?
A juvenile that's impressed
no.
with yourself.
Ted Bell
and you don't understand
say...
other people's rights.
Other people? What do you mean you offered
other
him 10% off?
Right. You don't understand
him...
that. On...
Ooh, get a load of the language. Ted Bell's offended.
It's just...
Ted Bell's offended by your language.
Your what?
Okay, look, I offered Mr. Miyagi 10%.
We got it, and you don't serve raw fish.
You're offered to make, because you made a mistake, you know you made a mistake, but just don't ever think like that again. Everybody is just as important as you, whether they have money or not.
Steaks on me. Steaks on me. You come to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Steak dinner's on me, dear. What's your name?
I don't want to come there to Beverly Hills.
Ted's of Beverly Hills, beautiful steak dinner.
Thank you. I know, I'm just shocked at your value system, the way you think.
You wrap your lips around Ted's.
I can't believe there are people like that anymore.
Yeah, I know. It's obscene, and she hit the nail on the head there. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. You're acting juvenile.
Bill, what happened to me was a multi-million-dollar business deal could have gone south today because I got Pat Morita standing there raising Cain. And
what do you mean, Pat Morita?
I don't know who the guy was, but he's jumping up and down because of his Corolla. Cut me a break. I'm Ted Bell.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Would you lock out with your name now, man? It's like you're doing a live report from Moscow. Cut me a break. I'm Ted Bell. Santa Barbara on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi there.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I had a comment for Mr. Bell. Mr. Bell, I'm actually from the Santa Barbara area, and are you there, sir?
Yes, sir, right here.
I'm going into business myself. I'm just a student, and I'm wondering, do you believe that this, in a city so liberal with a university setting, that promoting your restaurant in this manner is really, like, successful attempt?
In what manner, dear?
Well, you are making some connotations towards race. You're also making some connotations towards devaluation of women. And you're also valuing people on a monetary basis.
Well, that's true. I'll tell you something about Santa Barbara. Santa Barbara has an idea of itself I don't think that's yet formed. And I think when you get a very strong personality into the Santa Barbara business scene like Ted Bell,
you are going to see a whole lot of people eating meat. You people up there love to think you don't think your stuff smells, but I can tell you, you crap brown like everybody else. And when you
you are really doing a great job.
What?
You are just really hitting it out of the park here promoting your rest. You crap brown like everybody else.
Yeah, I hear and, you.
No,
right.
Wait a second. What are you trying to say?
Well, come on, Ted.
I think the point here is that you're doing a very poor job of
trying to dignify yourself as
a restaurant and as an individual.
You people in Santa Barbara, you know, you want to wrap your rice in seaweed and all of that nonsense.
Well,
and
they want to do that in Beverly Hills, too.
They do. Yes, they do. But we have a little bit more of a cosmopolitan attitude. See, this is a big city. Santa Barbara, what do you got up there? A lot of Kenny Loggins is up there still thinking that he matters. You know what I mean?
Well, I know. So, but the truth of the matter is it doesn't matter who's up here. The point is we're talking about business here.
Ted Bell comes into town, and I serve up a thick, juicy steak. You're going to be down there.
Yeah, I know. She'll be wrapping her lips around it.
You got it.
I doubt that.
You got well, you know.
Okay.
In any case, the point I'd like to make is
I'm doing a bad job. But I'm going to court in 3 weeks because all of a sudden Kung Fu doesn't want me taking
may I make a comment of why you're going to court? Because the fundamentals of our country is based on equality, not on the basis of making the equality of the individual on their car. Our country is based on the equality by individual basis, not by car.
Ted Bell understands that.
Why is Ted Bell going to court with, like, no worries, and why are you
because I'm a great salesman. Ted Bell has been a great salesman his whole life.
Sir,
if I can straighten out a judge, I can straighten out Santa Barbara. I'm going to have you guys off of your, whatever it is, your angel hair pasta or whatever you do.
Women
in Santa Barbara, and here's something, women in Santa Barbara are used to eating fish, but once you put Ted's meat in your mouth, you'll never want tuna again.
Sir,
that's
a little
advertising thing.
If you keep using that line about putting Ted's meat in your mouth, nobody will ever go into your restaurant, Ted. Your restaurant sucks, and I've never eaten there. Thank you, ma'am. I'm going to take a break, okay? Ma'am?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. I guess I ought to give you this pool update. They gunited that thing yesterday. They put the light in crooked, and the beach entrance is all wrong, and I don't know which one of the limousines I want to take to work tomorrow. I better not talk about any of this stuff. Every time I open my mouth about this pool, it makes me sound like what I am, a nouveau riche moron, essentially. I'm not rich. I'm comfortable. I don't know what to tell you. I came into a whole lot of money, and I decided to stick this thing in the backyard, and it's been nothing but a nightmare. Don't do it. I say don't do it, saying that with full knowledge that you'll go ahead and do it. And, you know, it could take anywhere from 6 weeks to a year to put one of those things in, depending upon who you got putting that thing in the ground for you. These guys that we picked, they have got some problems. These dudes, I'll give you an idea, man. There's a spa, okay, we put, and there's 2 foot jets so that there's water shooting up for your feet. Well, guess what? They buried these things in the seat. So I don't have myself a spa. I got a high-class, like, jet-powered bidet. Just... All right, let me go into this. 8 years ago, how you doing now? You better off today than you were 8 years ago? Al Gore, who's running for president, has been running around asking that question because Reagan used that once. Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? And there is a poll out that says Americans believe... majority of Americans believe that they are better off today than they were 8 years ago. So, therefore, Bill Clinton made your lives better. And I thought about that question not so much in a political context. I don't really care. But I did think of the question nonetheless. Am I better off today than I was 8 years ago? And I was thinking of where I was 8 years ago. I was in Atlanta this summer, 1992. I was in Atlanta, and I wasn't working for GST. I was working for the other talk station, the one with the general manager who had all these exploded veins in his nose. And anyway, you ever see a guy that's got all those pop veins? You know what that means, don't you? I won't spell it. He ain't putting anything up his nose, man. It's more like the jug he's been sitting next to. You think it's got something to do with going up the nose? I'm kidding about that. Sort of. I used to talk to this guy every day, and I'd see these veins just blasted out in his nose. I'm going, geez, one night, just pick a night, man, you won't have yourself that cocktail. And you'll come in tomorrow morning. Anyway, so that's where I was 8 years ago, and I was dating three different women. I'm wondering, am I better off today than I... Yes, I am. I'm kidding, honey, if you're listening.
I'm kidding, honey.
I was dating three different women, and it was just a disease festival. And no, it was fine. And I was living in a little joint in Ainslie Park, Atlanta. It's kind of midtown Atlanta, near midtown Atlanta. And I rented the place from this one of these grand old southern gals, you know. And she talked like this, you know, and she said, "Well, Phil, I'll be a son of a bitch. You in radio?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, I am." "Well, how about that? Because I work for Bill Drake, and I knew Otis Redding, and I knew James Brown." I said, "Well, really? What were you doing?" "Well, I was in record promotion." I was a record, but she was in the record promo business back in the 60s, so she knew all these R&B guys. She was promoting R&B shows all through Atlanta. And now she's this grand old gal sitting there with pictures of her grandkids on the mantelpiece, and she's having herself a little branch water before dinner. Nothing too obscene, you understand? "Phil, care for a little?" "Well, I wouldn't want to rust my plumbing." So she loved me, and I wound up renting this little tiny one-bedroom duplex from her about a mile away from the radio station. Really was very convenient because a couple times the engine of my car, like, blew, and I had so many car problems. What do you mean, did I help keep her plumbing from rusting? What a sick twit. Can't anything be above board? Can't anything in this world? You mean nothing? Okay. She was a grand old gal, and many's a night I would go over and share a cup or two of branch water with her. In Atlanta, 8 years ago this summer, wound up getting fired from that job, moved on down the road. She wasn't stacked to answer the question of Craig Taylor, who is writing me notes, "Did she have a pair?" She was 70. What is with you guys? Sitting there and telling me her life story, but it was really very interesting, and... That's where I was. And I'd go over to Fat Matt's Rib Shack over there on Peachtree Place and order up the big pork ribs. Big. 2 pounds of pork ribs in butcher paper. And the woman behind the counter, I say woman, I put that in quotes, she had like sideburns. I mean, she had whiskers. But I knew it was a woman because she was... She appeared to... Yeah, there you go. You got it, Craig. She was stacked. And on Sunday nights, they'd have a little blues, so I'd hang out in there, and then occasionally go over to Piedmont Park and try to pick up on the au pairs that were standing around with the baby strollers. So that was a lot of fun. And then for a big night, go up to the Churchill Arms, which is up in Buckhead, which was a bar that I used to hang out in after I'd get off the air at midnight and sit there and wonder why I'd ever gotten into radio in the first place. It used to be brutal Saturday nights on the air in Atlanta. Just brutal. Just horrible. Till I started letting Steve Bozell host them. Then they started forming a Steve Bozell fan club in Five Points. But I would go up to this joint and I'd drown my sorrows. And that's how I got the alcohol problem I have today. So thank you very much, Atlanta. 8 years ago. Am I better off today? Yes, even though I'm an alcoholic. I'm Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.